Aloha, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your Tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, back for another great adventure here on Remasculate. So glad you guys have tuned in. So glad you downloaded, you're playing, you're on, hitting us up on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, wherever the hell you find us. Thank you for listening. I want to remind you, if you love the show, please donate. Hit the donate button to keep us on the air. Actually, on Podbean now, you can become I think it's like a partner or whatever it is. There's a little thing there. You can help. You do a little monthly donation right there. You just start it one time, done, boom, you're on. So today's guest, let's get this going. Today's guest is a comic friend of mine who has been a guest on the show before. A very funny man here in Denver. It's comic John Crist. If you don't know who John is, you should Google John Crist after you listen to this. He's got funny stuff all over the internet, but he's got his funny stuff here today. It's John Crist. All right, we're back in the studio.
Basement. We're in the basement.
Studio. And I've got John Crist back on the show.
I like how you said we're back. Like these people were waiting just on hold for a week.
They pretty much
us another podcast.
Well, they pretty much were.
Yeah.
Because
they're all texting each other, when's the podcast back?
Do you get that? Because I do. People like, it's been over a week.
It's been
over a week. Do you get it?
I do with that, with a couple podcasts. Like I listen to a couple that come out every Monday. And so like if I'm flying on Tuesday, I was like, well, I know I got that 50 minutes there. And you know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
But then if it doesn't come out,
what the hell?
Some of them are just random. Like some, they will have three in a month and then they have none for 2 months. So you
right.
just look at the feed to see if any are, but some of them, are you on a schedule?
No. I originally, when I first started this, I was on a schedule. I tried to do it on a regular basis. And then it became, no, that's too hard. And then as guests would schedule and fall away, and then,
let's do it now. I'm not there.
Yeah.
What?
So that sort of put me on a weird schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people subscribe to a podcast, like you said, if they'll go cool, one's here.
Yeah.
That's kind of what.
We're like, oh, yeah. So they would just, when they go to their podcast, they scroll and see there's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there's a new one there. But then at the same
freaks.
Time, yeah. I start thinking like you do. It's been 3 weeks. I'll take them. I'm afraid. Do they unsubscribe?
Or like, does Steve even do comedy anymore?
You know what I mean?
I haven't heard him from a while.
Right. So I kind of get afraid like if it's been too long. But one of my favorite podcasts, this guy there that's called Almost a Show. I don't know if you listen to them.
Definitely.
It's
have not heard
Graham,
that.
Graham, Chase, and Tom.
Tom.
Yeah. Do you know Tom?
Okay. Tom. Yeah. Tom.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But the reason I'm giving them a little plug because they plug mine on their podcast all the time. But they have gone 3 weeks without doing a podcast.
Killing
and you start going, what?
Yeah.
What?
What happened?
I like my every Thursday. Like, when I travel.
And you're like, you know what? He probably cheated on his wife. That's what happened. And then you come to all these conclusions. Like,
they broke up. And now he didn't have the house to record in anymore.
I was talking to, a girl about like, let's say you haven't called her back or like, let's turn it around, put it on me. So I'm texting a girl.
Yeah.
I'm talking to her. And then all of a sudden she drops my calls or no, not drops them, doesn't return them
at
for
all.
A while.
Doesn't call back.
And then you immediately, instantly make it about yourself. Oh, she didn't like me. You think about the last date. Oh, maybe it went wrong. Maybe I did this joke here. You always make it about you when in actuality
– it isn't at all.
Had nothing to do with you.
Well, why do you think
nothing.
That is? Is that an insecurity or a youth thing or just a human being thing?
Because like – I don't know. I mean it goes both ways because I do it and people do it to me. Like they immediately think – John isn't texting me. He doesn't care about me. Mm-hmm. He's moved on. He's probably with other women. Like, what?
Yeah.
No, I was just like either.
Well, that's what happened to the one in Vegas, right?
Well, yeah. You don't
care. I mean, the one in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
You want to use code words. That's good. Yeah. Alyssa, she's a sweetheart. I'm going to forward this to her and she's going to listen to it.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
You should.
We love you.
Because she talks like this, right? When you.
She's like, John, are you always going to use me in your show like that? Is this, you think this is funny? Every time she does something, you're going to talk about this now? I'm like, well, maybe.
She points it out to
maybe.
You.
Maybe. I might. I wasn't thinking about it, but now you mention it, I probably will.
Yeah. I get that a lot now because of more and more. You know, the time you spend with somebody, you start picking up traits and habits and you see repeated things and you're like, oh, now it turns into a bigger bit and a bigger bit and it's a longer bit. Yeah. And then they start going, it's not funny anymore.
You're like, no, it's funny.
It's not funny anymore.
It's way funnier now.
Isn't it? As it grows, it gets bigger and better.
It's hilarious. No, it's hilarious.
I'm doing 15 minutes on just picking out a towel.
It's not funny anymore. Like, no, it's just starting to get funny. I wonder if there's like any, like, there's like jokes that, like, Seinfeld said that it takes him to perfect a joke, like something like 16 months or something.
Really?
Like
I hadn't
that.
Heard that.
Well, to get it from like, this is an idea
to like
where there's not one word. And I don't think comics are like that anymore. I don't know. I'm not like that. Certainly you're not like that, where every word.
Right, is edited.
I don't even know if you write your stuff down.
Barely.
Yeah, so you're like, I write my stuff down, but not like word for – I'm like, I know that in like the let's say the Ferguson bit, I got three punchlines. Mm-hmm. And I know the first punchline and the second and third, and but I don't – in between
– the words that you use or whatever you feel like saying.
Somebody – Bill Burr in his special, he was talking about the one joke he saw outside of a bar. It said and this wasn't his joke. It was, we like our beer like we like our violence, domestic.
Wow.
But he goes, and that was everyone's response. Like, wow. Oh, wow. But then he goes, there's not one wasted syllable in that joke. It's perfect. It's
that's because it's a Twitter joke.
Yeah.
It's one of those, you only got this many characters.
That's all you, and it doesn't have any context or anything like that. But he goes, like, his premise was people were getting mad at the bar. We're going to boycott the bar. And he's like, that's a great joke. And you come down on, I mean, obviously no one comes down on the support of domestic violence. That's not what we're saying. Everyone's against that. We're against.
Right.
Right. Okay, but that's a funny joke.
No, it is. No, it's a funny, well-written, thought-out joke.
Like
I it's kind of like I like my women like my coffee, ground up and in the freezer.
Okay, well,
that's a well-written, put together, no words wasted.
Yeah, no words. Okay, so I'm like, what would you say going into a comedy club? What are the teams that you're on that you're going to take I'm a Christian. My dad's a preacher. I would consider myself conservative, but I don't really go to bat for that team. Like,
yeah, you don't.
But like, if someone made a joke about Christianity that was well written, clever, crafted joke at my expense,
you would kill them like Muhammad.
No, I would be like, okay, well done. That's a good. You know, but if it's lazy and you're just angry at Christians and you're just trying to go up there with agenda, then I'm like, that's. But if it's a bulletproof solid joke, then I'll be the first guy to be like, well done.
Yeah, I'm like that a lot.
What are the topics you would be defensive of that people?
I don't really get defensive of like a lot of stuff, but I did have. I did get on a guy one time about Colorado. He was making fun of Colorado.
Okay. Yeah.
When they were saying, you know, Colorado doesn't have gay marriage and stuff that.
Yeah.
And because Colorado hates fags.
Yeah. But
because they don't want their mounting men.
That was his joke?
That was his joke.
And you were like,
and I was like, no, that's not true. I mean, why are you slamming our state?
So you would take offense. But if he had you have jokes about Colorado that make fun of the beer
and stuff like that.
But
the
those
beer
are
and
good
I make
jokes.
Fun of the pot laws and stuff. But
and those are clever, well-written, well-thought-out, educated jokes.
Yeah.
And
but
this guy's
just
trying to
slamming
make
the state.
Mountain
trying
men,
to make
mount
it,
men. It's just,
he just wanted to say mountain
it's
men,
just
mountain
lazy.
Men.
So he's like, oh, there's mountains there. We'll just do it for – and that's
– right.
And people have – when people have come up to me after be like, hey, that joke is not accurate, I appreciate that. Like I have a joke about – how people joke about the first world country, like United States, we're a first world country.
Right.
P.S. World rating system invented by us. Like, hey, everybody, we're first. You're third.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's the system based on? I don't know. But we're number one.
We're number one.
Yeah.
We are number one.
But then somebody came up to me after the show like, that's not the system. We didn't – it came up with during the war.
Like we won the war. So.
I don't know. I don't know which world war it was, but like these are the first world countries. These are the second world countries and these are the third world countries.
Well, if you got to put it like that, we won both. So yeah, we're still number one.
Yeah, we still are. What? No, it wasn't a designation of like money. That's what it is now. Like first world countries are rich. That's what it means now, but that's not what it even – and somebody explained this all to me after the show and I was like, whatever. But I was like, okay.
So basically this is a third world household then. If it's done by money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a third world household.
Right. So we
should. I'm going to have some beans and weenies later.
Yeah. Is that what they do?
Have some ramen. Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
We'll go down there every summer on a mission trip and paint the church or something.
To a third world?
Yeah.
Feed them beans and weenies?
I used to have a joke about I've been on a bunch of different third world countries on mission trips like Uganda, Guatemala, Pueblo.
Oh, snap. Dude,
you got them.
Well, what things do you protect or do you feel like you
–
that's your boundary. You won't go there.
I can't always do it, but I don't – well, first of all, the things that are sensitive to me are often comics that make fun of people who don't have a voice to stand up for themselves. Like if you're making jokes about like special needs kids, mm-hmm.
like a child with no throat.
Yeah. Or like you're making a joke about like homeless people is like it's like a hipster, like they love making fun of homeless people. I'm like, mm-hmm. And I try not to make jokes about people that don't have a voice for themselves. And then B, I try not to make jokes about that are the expense of someone. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're making a Bruce Jenner joke, like if Bruce Jenner was in the crowd,
you probably wouldn't
do that joke.
No, I probably would.
You probably would. Because yeah, you might. Yeah.
Actually, years ago, I hate when the dog's barking and it picks up. I mean, it's just background. But remember years ago when Lorena Bobbitt cut off John Bobbitt's thingy?
Yep.
John Bobbitt was in the audience of a show that I was taping, and I did a Bobbitt joke.
Then that's the sign of – then you're committed to that joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys are just
– and the camera – I remember the camera cut to
went
him.
To him.
Like, is he laughing?
Yeah. Because I have jokes about – I've gotten like complaint emails about stuff, and I think we talked about this before. Everyone – is always offended on behalf of another group.
Yeah.
Like no one is offended themselves. Like no one would say, go to my show, you can't talk about fat people like that. Well, I've been doing that joke and you look, there's overweight people in the crowd all the time, dying laughing. You can't make fun of homeschoolers like that. I did the Tulsa like homeschoolers convention. And did that joke, and they loved it.
And they complained later.
Probably complained later, but like, or you can't talk about black people like that. I'm like, I do these jokes in black rooms, and they love those jokes. If it's true and it's well written,
well,
it's the same thing. Then people are like, okay, we'll give it to you.
Well, I think that's part of the problem with like liberal America.
Okay.
Because they want to be offended.
They want to be.
They're looking for mistakes.
Yeah.
Like I was just working in Hong Kong and I posted this on Facebook that they're past what we are. The local comics make fun of each other. Like the Chinese make fun of the Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
The Koreans make fun of the. Yeah. They, you know, they're okay with it.
Right.
They totally are like,
you're like, okay.
Yeah. And that's the problem here. We've become so politically correct that humor is almost becoming
– but I don't think anyone
– passe. Yeah,
it almost – like this is the last frontier, man. The stand-up comedy club and it's getting –
bad because now people can film shit.
I wouldn't say it's getting close to be taken, but I know that when I'm doing stuff and people have their phone out, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Because if you want to cut that clip out and put it online.
Just that one little clip.
You're like, John Crist is like, well, let's slow down.
Well, like the other night when we worked with – you were working. I was watching with Troy Baxley.
Okay,
and he did the joke about having – you know, falling and hitting his head and go, I'm legally retarded.
Yeah.
And somebody behind me goes, that's not politically correct.
Yeah.
He was talking about himself.
And that's probably true.
Didn't he have a brain?
He actually had like a brain, whatever.
Aneurysm or whatever.
And he could,
he fell and he hit his head and he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So he's making a joke about himself.
Yeah.
But to hear somebody just out of the audience go, well, that's not politically correct.
And just like, we're done. Yeah.
We've turned off.
And that person is a balance because I would say I was the same. I wouldn't want to, I would be offended if someone made fun of retarded people. And that, and well, I think what you're getting at there is someone just hears the word retard and is pissed, or hears the word gay and is pissed, or hears the word Obama and is pissed. Like they just, they're not.
They have those code words.
I have a lot of jokes that are like, no, if you listen to the joke, think about it.
The entire thing.
And think about the that actually, I have the joke about blaming Obama for everything.
Yeah.
And actually, if you think about the joke, it's more of a like, take responsibility for your own life. Don't blame other people. Obama.
I can't find a job because Obama took all the jobs.
And so you're like, and so I say Obama and people just get offended. Like, no, that's if anything, that's supportive. Oh, Barack Obama would say the same thing. He's like, don't blame me for all the, like, I mean, yeah, he's responsible for some things, I'm sure. But it, like, he would be supportive, but you just see Obama, you're like, oh, and then everybody just tightens up. Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder. Today I was attacked, on Facebook because I posted the picture of, Vanity Fair cover from the back.
Okay.
Did you see my picture I posted?
No.
It's like a swimsuit with balls tucked in.
Okay.
And somebody wrote, oh, is this your – this what happened to your small little world?
Here we go.
Why don't you pick on the minorities next? Do you have any fag jokes for the room?
Here we go.
Well, first of all, it's not a gay joke.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not. Yeah. Yeah.
And –
that, again, people just see it and go, just – verbally throw up on whatever.
And then it makes them look worse because you just can ignore the joke or not.
You have to let that go.
Because Bruce Jenner isn't gay.
Yeah. No.
He's not gay.
Right.
He just – so what is the point of what you're getting mad about?
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Right. Is this not how he would probably had the picture taken?
Right.
Because he has not had his penis removed.
But he hasn't?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure? Yes. That's the whole
– Wait, what?
Yeah. That's the whole thing that is bothering me when they're like, the transition is complete.
Oh,
he is now a woman. No.
Wait, are you – is this – are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're positive.
I'm positive. He started the hormone treatments and he's done the stuff, but he has not actually had the
– because there's local comics in Denver that have had that done.
Oh, yeah.
And wherever you come down on that issue, fine, but you got to respect – the commitment. Yeah. The commitment to go all the way.
Oh, I know.
And so that don't. So my buddy, we were talking about it the other day, and he said, I don't know if he said, what about all the other people that feel the same way that don't have the money to do it? And he, I was like, oh, I didn't ever thought about that.
And I like what Jon Stewart said about we're all the media is like, isn't she beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't she gorgeous? Oh, so that's what you're. That's the standard.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't be a woman unless you're beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't be.
Right. Yeesh, man.
So there's so many angles, and that's what I think bothered me. But people want to slam it down, and you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Right.
Like, this is a subject. This is what you
this
talk.
This is a thing.
This is a real thing.
Right.
Good for Bruce, Caitlin, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're allowed to talk about.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you're allowed to mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just shouldn't.
You shouldn't hit a joke like, hey, I got so drunk, I went to bed with Caitlin, but I woke up with what looked like Bruce.
Yeah. Right.
You can't do that joke.
That's not a joke that goes after anybody. It's just when you wake up in the morning, you look worse than you did. That's all that joke is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a real.
Oh, Steve McGrew, just at it again.
Yes, why would you do that? Hey, just. Yeah.
Oh, man,
that's the deal. And and if you start talking about
– that's a great joke.
Went to bed with Caitlin. Woke up with Bruce. I'm not talking anymore.
Hey, listen. Why couldn't they be excited because you went to bed with her?
With a transgender.
You chose her. They're getting mad at it, but they're like, well –
but you
accepted it
as a woman.
So yeah.
But then you realized the truth.
Who knows?
Man. I don't know. I'm so confused these days.
Me too. All I know is that stand up is all we have left.
That's it.
That's all we have, man.
What's one of your favorite new bits?
Oh man, I've had this. So I'm doing this joke about. I'll tell you the whole context of it. You'll like this. It's a good story. I was working with Louis Anderson up in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I saw he was doing the show and somebody, he goes, what are you drinking? Or someone was drinking something, and they said they're drinking a mudslide, right? You saw that joke. Okay.
Good joke.
So this is how the joke goes. He goes, and I just, that was on like Friday night. Somebody said he's drinking a mudslide. And my mind just kind of just started going on that topic. I'm like, that's weird that he's drinking a mudslide, like in Bangladesh or whatever, that a mudslide
is not a good thing.
Not a good thing. And then I thought about other things that are like hurricane.
Yeah.
There's a joke called a tsunami Tommy. And then there's a joke called, and then I would Google, this is how the joke writing process works. I Googled cocktail drinks, and then there's the Irish car bomb. There's a bunch of things that are,
well, supposed to get you wasted
around disasters. Yeah. And you have a joke about the joke, it should be called a lost wallet, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Instead of sex on the beach,
drink should be called what they really are.
Yeah, call it what it really is.
So, I'll have a lost wallet.
Yeah. That's a great joke. Okay, so I'm thinking to myself, and I have a lot of jokes about how Americans are ignorant to
the rest of the
real
world
issues. And like, okay, so I'm like, we have drinks in America based on natural disasters in other countries. Like, we're so ignorant. It's like, go to Bangladesh and order a mudslide. See how funny that is. And if you think about the joke, it is condemning Americans that are ignorant. It's not, right?
No, it's not,
it's
making,
not
fun of
making
them.
Fun of a mudslide or people that died in one.
You live in a country that has
mudslides.
It's
not, that's not. If, but people like to take jokes at face value, not think, and then they just get – I don't – no one's got upset, but the rest of the joke is you go to Ireland and order a car bomb. Like 75 people died in one last month, which is – that's probably made up.
Yeah, because that was been a few years ago.
I don't think car bombs are still a thing, yeah, nor in Ireland.
I hope not.
Well, I wonder what wonder how that started.
Car bombs?
Irish car bomb. What is that?
Oh, that's because of the war in Ireland. The IRA was after trying to.
In when?
Oh, that was back in the '70s.
There was a
yeah, a lot of it. There might have been still some in the '80s. I will show my ignorance as an American and again. People, so the Brits are listening. So the Irish, you know, are listening. There was a big thing, an Irish.
What is the
Catholic war?
What is the basis of Irish car? So there was a religious war,
yeah,
in Ireland.
Yeah.
And people were blowing up cars. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we have what is it, a shot? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's a car. I think, isn't it when you drop a, it's like a depth, is it like
oh,
a depth
like
charge?
A sake,
you drop
a, but, yeah. Yeah. What's a, do you know what a mudslide is?
I think that's
I
Kahlua.
Educate myself.
I think that's,
yeah,
Kahlua
and chocolate.
And chocolate or cream or something.
Okay. But there's, is there cake in it? There's no.
No. There's
okay,
a coffee
it's
called
a drink.
Mudslide too.
Okay. Anyway, so then I come up with that basis of the joke, and then I say, I'm just saying, you don't see people in other countries ordering drinks of American disasters, right? Mm-hmm. And this is probably a lazy joke because this is the first setup I came to. Like, you come to the bar, like, let me get a Detroit's economy, and that gets a good laugh. Mm-hmm. But it, like, there's probably better jokes there
for American
American disasters. Like, obviously, I'm not going to touch 9/11.
Right.
I'm not going to. There's certain, and so anyway, the next
9/11 would be the.
But that's not. Is it not funny?
I don't know, because it goes directly to the what you wouldn't do. I
yeah,
mean, that goes
okay.
Directly.
Well,
to
all right. The, so like, the next joke is you had a real long day at the office, and that's like a real long day at the office signifies
just a hard.
I want a heavy.
I need a big drink.
I need. So I go and I'm like, yeah, a real long day at the office. Like, let me get a Ferguson Police Department.
Oh,
and
what?
Everybody loses it, kind of like scared laughter,
laugh.
But like.
Oh,
he just said that. Like,
let me look around, see if everybody's
like, oh,
laughing.
Snap. And then and then the joke is the bartender goes, what's that? I'm like, that's six shots in the back. And I've probably told that joke 10 times total.
Uh-huh.
And I got an applause break every time. And that's the only joke that I've been 10 for 10 on applause breaks on a joke. And if you did the same thing, that's not – if there's any – there's any victim of that joke, it's would be the cops.
True.
Because you're saying this situation is a disaster.
Right. But at the same time,
yeah,
it's not a truthful joke.
Not yet. Somebody else told me that. We're like, well, that's not what happened.
That's perpetuating
yeah.
a non-fact
right.
that is perpetuating
right.
cop hatred. Have you thought about
yes,
that
true.
Too?
Yeah, yeah. And somebody said, because they're whatever there another situation where that did happen, I'm putting it in Ferguson. But it's like, yeah, somebody said
Like all that Ferguson stuff didn't happen. That's one of
all what stuff?
All the you know, they're saying a hands up, don't shoot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't breathe. Or was that a different
thing?
That was different.
That was the guy in New York City.
Yeah, choked out. Right.
All the Ferguson stuff with the hand, like the hands up, don't shoot.
That he was shot running away from the cop.
Not true. None of that was true. And that's one of the things that people that they got that first soundbite from the news,
and they
but
were
the
like,
news
yeah,
is not
yeah.
coming back and went, hey, none of that's.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, that's not true.
Quit
saying, you know, hands up, don't shoot, because that was just what the buddy that helped him rob the store.
Who's going to come back later, 3 months later, and say, oh, by the way, that didn't happen? That makes zero news.
Right.
You know?
And like, that's what's bad about the news. Like somebody that's accused of something, you see it immediately.
Yeah.
It's immediately in the news.
Accused of domestic violence, accused of rape. Two years later, acquitted.
Yeah. Oh. Did that – what happened to that racist actor?
His career is already ruined.
Exactly.
Yeah, his career is already ruined. Yeah, it doesn't – so, well, okay. So – and then – okay. So my next joke after that is because that, if anything, would go after maybe – I get the next joke – is pretty soon you're gonna come up to the bar like, let me get a Barack Obama, and then the bartender goes, what's that? And we're like, that's where you buy a drink you can't afford, and the guy next to you pays for it.
Bam.
Yeah. So
good
right.
Joke.
So you like that one, but not the other one.
No.
Or other. No, I'm not saying like or dislike, but everybody.
That's a much better punt. Good joke.
And
everybody can really.
Yeah, and true.
Like the other night when I watched you do the joke for the first
time.
Did
I do the Barack Obama part?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
But okay. I thought when you go, I'd like to get a natural name, natural disaster, America. I thought the first joke was going to be, can I get an Obama?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be the initial joke.
And obviously the joke, if you say, and a joke takes however long to complete, that joke would be 100% in its infancy. And that's what makes me nervous about the cameras too. Like that joke, hold on, it's not done. It's not ready. It's not completed yet. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe that joke.
It's in its infancy.
Like you said, that's not accurate. So maybe should we, there's other ways you could do six shots. That's where you and the bartender arm wrestle and then he shoots you, or then he gives you a shot, or there's you know what I'm saying, there's other ways that you could.
It's a couple of shots and the truth comes out.
Yeah, or but, it's a couple know. Of shots and then you start being honest, or there's a lot of
you start playing with words, with the bits, and
I've been, if anything, I could. Louis told me, which is this is great advice. He goes, I think he thought I was lazy in a way that, like, he's heard a joke and I wrote it for, like, let's say 3-4 weeks. And then I was like, okay, there's a setup, 3 or 4 killer jokes and one huge one at the end. That's done.
You didn't even attempt to expand it even bigger.
No. And I'm always like looking for new material and new stuff. Cause like that chunk's done. This chunk's done. And you just leave it. And I've been telling it like that for, let's say, a year or two. And he's like, why are you going after these new topics when you have these gold mines that you haven't – like I know when you talk about relationships, like you can go there for 30 minutes.
Right.
I can't – I have jokes like six jokes deep and that's it, maybe.
But I'm constantly looking for new variations
of
relationship jokes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of those things, like when I travel and work in Hong Kong and stuff, you have to have – topics that are worldwide.
Yeah, right.
Everybody has relationships. Everybody has mom and dad. Everybody has kid trouble. Everybody, you find things that.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you start looking for things in American news.
Right.
Everywhere you go, you're like, I don't know that one. I don't get that.
I don't think what?
I think that's what Louis sort of talking about. Yeah. You've got these bits. You've got these ideas, these chunks that you know will work.
And you know they're going to work. So you just like shelf them.
Yeah.
And you're like, go after new stuff.
Yeah.
And what? If you, like I've seen dudes that you watch, I'm like, oh man, he, like that you have a similar topic, maybe like let's say gluten free or let's say whatever topic it is. I'm like, I've talked about that, but he milked that thing, like he wrung every single joke out of that topic where I just like touched it and then kind of moved on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Like there's more there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause this and grab that dog. It's driving me crazy. Hold on. All right, I am back.
Got and the then dog. The car salesman what? Comes out and he goes, no, it's the other one.
Dude, that joke's people been, went, what the hell?
That joke's been killing for years, dude.
For years.
Yeah, that's been a great joke.
Now, I've got the little dog butterfly here in my lap. I feel like it was a Dr. Evil or whatever it is. You sat there and like, pet my animal.
What was it, Mr. Bigglesworth?
It was Dr. Oh, yeah, Mr. Bigglesworth.
The shaved cat.
Yeah.
Classic.
Dude. Yeah. Would you want a new new
million Powers? Dollars. What?
What was this? What was the guy's name? Austin Powers. Would you want to do Austin Powers movie?
I don't know. It's not really my thing.
No? Was it too long ago? Or is it just not funny now?
No, it's not long ago enough. Oh. Right? You can't make like a – are you going to make it like an ironic, like an old – like a Mad Max, like a – you're remaking. When did that movie come out?
I think the first one was like 98, 97.
Mad Max?
Oh, no, Mad Max. No, the original was like 1980 or 81. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you're making – they know it's the same. They're remaking.
But I would say a new Austin Powers. Not like just the next. You know, like there was Gold
Member. Yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing.
I don't know if it's
– I saw Austin Powers Goldfinger. That was a good one.
Did you like
– Yeah, I like it with the guns. And I'm just kidding.
You have no idea. Did you see the new Mad Max?
Have you seen a television? Actually, you know what I did see on the way over here when I was driving in? I saw the UFC gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That sounds the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I guess people just go in there to work out. They just go in there.
It's called the UFC gym. Yeah. Like a bunch of dudes with energy drinks and like barbed wire tattoos.
I'm assuming, but I see a lot of girls going in and out of that place too. Like they go in there. Yeah.
A lot of board shorts in there, I'm guessing.
You're not into UFC?
No, that's not my thing. No, I do like to watch, but I'm not into like a UFC type dude, like a that kind of guy. I like to watch the fights. I do like to watch the fights, but like you know that whole lifestyle, like a
of the affliction.
Yeah, and the bedazzling, and the a lot of like ex army dudes, and like always wanting to fight. Like I got no beef with anybody, man.
I mean, I don't understand the whole concept of the wanting to fight. I understand, you know, like who wants to fight? Even if I'm mad at somebody, I don't want to fight
like
you.
When I like those in Colorado Springs, we would go out sometimes in college, and like there's dudes. Somebody told me this, like all these military guys, like the first objective for the night is to get a girl. Obviously, they want to get a girl. That's why they're out at the club. But if that doesn't happen,
there's going to be a fight.
But they want to fight. They want to fight. Like, I never wanted to fight anybody.
But they're trained. They're being trained to fight.
Like, that's how they handle things. Yeah. It's fighting. So, like, if you get screwed on the valet, if there's a scratch, like, I would be like, okay, let's – and maybe I'm like the white guy. I'm like, let's talk to the manager. Mm-hmm. Let's get a report written up.
I'm
going to do a Yelp review. I'm going to bring it to my guy. I'm going to give you 2 stars. Okay. Is there a survey?
Yeah. And you're not the guy going, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. The other guy would just, what is this?
This is bullshit.
And just kill the guy. Maybe
this is a 99 Ford.
This is a Ford Focus. Maybe we should be like that. Maybe I should be more like that. Cause I got a buddy he's like the very top of like a financial firm. He's like all business. And like I said, I had a comedy show in Chicago where they live. And I was like, the show is sold out. Like you can't, there's no tickets. And he's like,
oh,
no,
I can get tickets.
Yeah. No, I'm no.
You know who I am?
He just doesn't accept that to be a reality. It's like, no, or like, there's no parking spots. Nope. I'm going to find one. Or like you can't. And I would say it's abrasive sometimes, but I should be more like that. I just take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you can't park here. Okay.
All right. I'll drive around the block. I'll find something else.
This show's sold out. Okay. That's it. No question.
But I'm not trying to slip you a $100 bill.
Yeah. Right.
And tell somebody else it's sold out.
Never, dude. I would be too scared. Or like, I had some friends at Natasha Leggero's show, and it said on the website, sold out. Like, we're just going to come see what happens. I was like, and guess what happened?
They got in.
Of course they got in. Of course they got in. But you're like, nah, we can't. Or like to go, have you ever been to like a sporting or a sports event or like a music where you didn't have tickets? You're just going to find them out there?
Oh, yeah. I've done that. I have done
that. Does that scare you or does?
Yeah, because you know you're going to either pay more.
Yeah.
because you just want to go, yeah. or you're just absolutely going to get lucky with somebody like, yeah. hey, my buddy didn't show up.
Right.
Do you want to buy the ticket?
Don't take this as racist, but you see, like, if you're outside of, like, the Pepsi Center and you see, like, a black guy in, like, a throwback Joe Montana, like, I'm guessing he's not going to Mumford & Sons. I just I mean, right?
Like, if he's got that big Joe Montana selling, fur coat on,
he's selling tickets. Yeah. Or he's wearing one of those, like, Cobalt 300 NASCAR shirts. Uh-huh. I'm like, you're not going to Dashboard Confessionals right now. I know this is not a show. You're out here to make money.
Why would you say something as stereotypical as that?
Right. But that's why comedy is the last hope, because every single person sees that and thinks that. Everybody. And you said it, and people are getting mad at you for
right.
it. You don't act like you haven't thought that.
Well, I one of my stereotypical things that I've done is, like, when you say stereotypes,
yeah,
it's for a reason.
Hey, Jamal's not going to Disney on Ice. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, absolutely, fine. If I see an Hispanic guy
yeah.
with a bandana pulled down almost over his eyes
right.
and the top button of his flannel shirt buttoned okay. over a t-shirt.
Okay.
I'm guessing he's not my surgeon.
Right.
Do you see what
okay.
I'm
saying? Okay. Yeah, I see what,
do you
yeah,
see what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are certain things.
You just have to make these, you could, too. Well, I mean, why do we had to make these things up to survive in life?
But if people don't like stereotypes, don't continue the stereotype.
Right.
That's the yeah, other thing, yeah, too. Yeah. Like if you look like a Chicano gang member.
What's Chicano?
A Hispanic, Mexican.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm confused by all that right, now, too, yeah, because somebody yeah. said the other day, why would I say the word Mexican?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, because that's people from Mexico.
It's people that live in Mexico.
I'm a yeah. Texas. You're Texan.
Yeah. yeah.
You're Oklahoma. You're Oklahoman.
Yeah.
And it's like people, there's again, back to the code words. You said Mexican. Mm. Did they?
So
they
what?
They're from Mexico.
So, let's say if that is hurtful, who established being from Mexico as a bad thing? Why is being Mexican bad now?
Yeah.
Right?
And only because something has been perpetuated for so long that you start going, ah.
Oh.
And I don't mean yeah. this will get us off on something probably yeah. that get us in trouble too.
Probably, yeah.
But
at it again.
But
if, Chris.
If it was just a nationality,
right?
Like nobody has that feeling about anybody visiting from France.
No.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's French. He's going to come over here and stink up the – yeah. No, but if you go, all right, somebody's been trying to get in the country illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of gangs.
Right.
They're shooting. There's a drug cartel.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
There's – can you relate any of that to the Canadians?
No.
Do you see, what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
if you don't like these things, stop it.
Stop doing them. Yeah, yeah. Which is like what – yeah, so if you're thinking about like somebody, I heard on somebody's podcast, I thought this was brilliant. Like, you can't get mad at anything that if there was a crime and the cop showed up and you witnessed it and there was like a still active crime, like what happened? Or like the fat guy had the gun or
right.
like the white chick or the black guy or like yeah. the skinny Mexican. Like, these are just
descriptive words.
Yeah.
They are descriptive.
If you're trying to stop a crime, in action.
Right.
Like, I don't know that, like, there's two girls, or let's not even do girls, because girls would be offended. There's two guys.
Guys are offended.
There's a skinny guy and there's a fat guy. Like, which guy was it? What's the first thing?
Fat guy.
The fat guy. The fat guy.
The beanpole did it.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, yeah. When you're trying to solve a crime or it's an emergency, it's not racial.
There was a period back in the day, because I was in news. That was my thing. Worked for the Chronicle, used some paper. And so I was very into learning the new journalism. I should talk about.
Yeah.
There was a period where you weren't allowed to say one or the other. You could not say Mexican guy, Asian guy. Yeah.
You just
had to say a male suspect in his 30s. How does that help anybody find anybody?
Yeah. How's that? Well, okay. So he's escaping. Yeah.
You know, so that there was an actual period where you weren't. That's being racist. You're stereotyping people. Or you're saying it too. Why is every crime by such and such race?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Well, do you think, what do you think the future would be? Do you think it would continue like that, or is there a tipping point where like, okay, we're coming back to? Is it going to get everyone so sensitive and hyper offended about everything that eventually it's going to come back?
I used to think that. I did.
I don't know. I
think it's going to be the point that the loud is so loud that you're shouted down, and that you finally, this group gets so big.
Yeah.
It's
right.
You know, because like the Bruce Jenner thing, just posting a joke and you're going to have people scream, that's homophobic.
Yeah.
He's not gay. He's not gay, you idiot. So it's back to that. It's shouted down until you go, you know what? I'd rather just not talk to anybody. Yeah. I'd rather just sit in my room, which is happening now.
Stay inside. I can't even.
I can't deal with it anymore.
The Falcons, who is my football team, they just cut a guy for, and I'm not taking a stance on this. They cut a guy for he was watching his girlfriend's dog, and he kicked the dog, and then the dog died. Which, I'm not coming down on either side, but Atlanta, with the history of Michael Vick, is overly sensitive about that.
Yeah, and I would be too.
Yes, so I have to imagine, and he was a good player for us. I would have to imagine. I mean, you can't say this, but like the owner, like, hey, we got to let you go. We don't think this is a big deal.
They got to let him go.
They have to.
They have to let him go.
Otherwise, what?
You would be boycotted or
– Yeah,
or,
and they don't – and as and a
the
business –
press would be bad.
As a business, I 100% understand you having to let that guy go. But
that goes back to like what's happening with our morals of today.
Yeah.
Because baseball players were the old days in the 50s and the 60s were the heroes.
Yeah,
the guys that held up.
You know,
they were talking about helping America. Commercials they would help public.
And you're the kids, like your kids look up to these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were held like contractually to a moral standard, moral clause. And today we're like, who gives a shit? They're great players.
Yeah, you're like, well, he
scored twice in the last game. I know he beat his wife in an elevator, but God damn it, he's a good player.
Right.
Sorry.
We need him. You know. Yeah. We need him. Well, my fantasy team.
See?
Yeah.
So I think we as a society have gotten bad at – instead of just going, sorry. Well, you really shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should go sit out for a while.
Maybe. Although I do – you look at the difference between like let's say Barry Bonds or Alex Rodriguez and Charles Barkley, who Charles Barkley, everyone loves, right?
Everybody loves Charles Barkley.
He got – and I'm going to mess this up, but he got – a couple of years ago got caught in Phoenix like with a prostitute in his car going to like look for drugs.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't remember what the specifics were, but he immediately goes, hey, I got a problem. I'm so sorry. All of this happened. And I need to get better and I'm going to find some help. Instant forgiveness.
Yeah.
For a guy that is legitimately remorseful and sorry.
Right.
Versus Barry Bonds. I never prove it. We hate that.
It's like the Bill Clinton thing.
We hate that.
I didn't have sex with that woman. Yes, you did. Why did you just come out and go?
Somebody just.
You know what?
Okay.
I did. The wife and I are having problems.
Yay.
You know, this is personal. I'll work it out.
I need
some time.
This has gone too far for me, and actions have consequences, and I'm going to get my life.
That bothered me more than him going, I did not.
Right.
And then everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Everyone's the first to forgive that guy.
Yeah.
Because everyone screws up.
It's like being a parent. Yeah. Your parents always tell you, just own up.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad, but tell the truth.
And I would hope that if something ever happened to me that I would, whether it's a car accident or that you would be like, yeah, I lied. I'm sorry. I, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking 100% responsibility for all this.
I looked down at my text. I ran into the back.
I need to get better. And or you know what I'm saying? Versus you're like, oh, well, I mean, technically
okay. You stopped in the middle of the road.
Cause everybody, whoever it is, like you see a story or like somebody's explanation from something like, no way.
Well, it's
no,
become
what? No.
Again,
no. Like people get
society aren't no we turning way. Into it's just not my fault.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It can never be your fault.
Well, my phone, somebody texted me and I had to check it and then I hit a pedestrian.
Yeah.
But
I would have looked at it had they not.
Sprint, shouldn't they know
that I'm driving? Maybe they should come up with something that lets them know I'm driving.
They need to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not really my fault. Beautiful concept.
Yeah. I was just new. Like I have jokes about how if you go to Rocky Mountain National, I saw this on the news. You go to Rocky Mountain National Park when you enter. I've told this joke before. You've heard it. When you enter, there's a sign that says, "Attention, visitors, do not take selfies with the bears."
Oh yeah, yeah.
What?
Typically, that would mean somebody got eaten by a bear.
And then
they put up a sign. Because that's typically how those things come about. How did this, like, do not use hair dryer in the bathtub.
Why is this sign here? Yeah. With the you buy a pair of shoes, the silica gel package.
Do not eat.
And I was talking about that for a while on stage. If you Google – I Googled it, like silica gel package deaths or like something like that. And there's like 40.
Seriously?
Yes. And not including kids, because a kid can't read.
Yeah, we can't laugh at the kid doing it.
No. But adults, listen. If
what, they just think it was a packet of salt or
right,
something?
So like one or two people come in with eating it and die. And at what point are like, okay, we got to get a sign.
We got to tell them not to do this. What makes you do it? I mean, seriously, did you open up your shoes and this fell out? And they go,
it's shoes in a box from the mall, and you thought, I should eat this.
Is this a packet of sugar in my shoes? This.
And if you Google silica gel, like the first two pages of Google are what happens when you eat silica gel.
Silica gel sounds like a stripper.
Yeah. Welcome to the stage.
Silica gel.
But yeah, it's like this lack of – same thing. Now if you go to Rocky Mountain National Park – they are now scared of being sued because we didn't know we weren't supposed to take pictures of bears.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't put that together,
then you deserve to be eaten.
We can't help you.
Yeah. I used to have – I had a bit long time ago.
Every comic has that bit.
Oh, I've got a bit about not that. But
people being idiots.
Just – yeah. Survival I didn't know that I couldn't put a Cheeto in my eye.
What? Now it says, do not put Cheetos in your
eye. Yeah. And the old woman that sued McDonald's. This was my old joke. Years ago, the old woman that sued coffee. It was hot.
Yeah,
she sued him because it was hot. Yeah. What? How did the jury? I don't understand. Why didn't the jury go,
wait, what?
Bitch, it's coffee. Instead of going, yes, you deserve
that's a good
money.
Point. Yeah, yeah, why? Yeah, yeah.
That, like when they sued the tobacco company.
Right.
It says for years.
Now they have the thing on there.
But it said it for years.
Now it's bigger.
Now they're putting pictures and stuff. But now it's bigger. But for years it said that.
Yeah.
How did a jury again go, cancer? It was on the side of the pack. Not really. But the dishonesty of the American people goes, yes, I think they should have money.
My joke about
McDonald's was she sued him for burning her leg or whatever, getting her. And I go, what's Blue Book on an 82 vagina?
Oh my god,
what's that thing worth? Seriously, she hasn't used it in years. She should have paid McDonald's for getting it wet again. I might have to bring that joke back now that I'm thinking about it. You're over there. Is that too much, too far?
That's a ridiculous joke.
What's Blue Book on an 82 vagina?
How are they deciding? How
right.
much money. Yeah. Weird.
Well, how do they decide? Like insurance companies. You know, if you cut off a finger, it's worth this much. You've seen those kind of things. If you lose an arm in an accident, it's worth this much money.
Yeah. Or if you a loved one dies.
It's worth this much money because it projected income.
Is it based on their salary? Or like what if that person – like all lives should be equal. But like if a guy that makes $1 million, is his wife going to get
more
in
money
the settlement?
Could be. Because they can afford more insurance. They can afford bigger policies. But – speaking of that kind of stuff, have you ever noticed, and I don't mean this to be a slam, look at us trying to backpedal constantly.
Before you even said it, I'm offended.
Have you ever noticed how certain families or groups have like just a horrible gene pool? You know what I mean? Like my son has MS. I've got rickets. My husband has
scurvy.
Yeah, but my husband, he can't walk because he has spinal bifida. It's like there's a whole whole group is just
what's that called when you can't walk good?
When you can't walk good, cripple.
The one kid is really unintelligent. No, that's me. But, gout.
Gout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But okay, what's the premise?
But I don't know. I'm just saying, I just noticed that one day when I was talking to somebody and they were talking about how just everybody in the family had, you know, like
I never, a problem or a
disease.
I'm 31 and I'm switching healthcare. So I wanted to get a physical and some blood work and they were like, we'll call your doctor. I was like, I don't have a doctor. Like I have health insurance, but I never have gone to the doctor since college when I had to get a physical to play tennis. That's a lot. That's a story. Yeah.
Got to have a physical to play tennis.
No, to get like, when you go on scholarship, they just check you to make sure everything is good.
Yeah. Like a prize bull.
Yeah, sure. But I know people that are like, I'm sick. You're just sick.
All the time. I went to my doctor last week for.
What? I don't even think I've ever taken like a Tylenol.
You may be one of those things that just hits all at one time.
I might be. Then. What's that movie where the glass house? No, what's it called? It's Samuel L. Jackson, the one guy that's always sick.
Unbreakable.
Is that it? Yeah. Glass house. Wow.
What? People that live in a glass house.
That glass house is a movie, I think, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, it's kind of like the movie, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Have you ever seen?
Read the book.
Yeah. So you know
I'm better than everyone.
The photo was aging and then one day.
Right.
You know, that's what's happening to you. Diseases are collecting in your attic and then one day.
What happened to Chris? He's gone, man. What? Yeah. He got the flu. That was it.
Yeah. Then it got the flu and then it turned into cancer, which turned into
real quick. What?
What?
Yeah. Some people, I don't know, maybe. And I would say my family is the same way. No.
Is it the Lord looking after your family?
Well, I don't know. Sure. We'll give that credit. Yeah. I got jokes. You have jokes about that too. About the, what's your joke about the prayer requests about the God doesn't have time?
When somebody asks, Jesus, don't let me poop on myself.
Yeah.
Like you're caught in traffic. Jesus, don't let me poop on myself. Because that's the prayers our Lord hears.
That's the ones he's got to worry about.
Yeah, I was going to cure this kid with cancer, but who's going to poop on themselves on the highway?
I got a joke about how, John, God's just really testing me. I tripped on the curb today. I'm like, that's gravity is testing you. That's not, or like, I eat 3 pieces of cheesecake for dinner and then ate a fourth. And my stomach hurt. I just feel like it was God telling me to stop. I was like, that was diabetes telling you to stop.
Diabetes, the Greek god of sugar.
Yeah. So if I have a joke about, I do this in churches a lot where if you ever say, well, God has a plan for your life, it's when everything has gone terrible. Like, oh, I just got into college. Great. I flunked out.
Oh, God has a plan. That's just wasn't.
Hey, I'm getting married. Awesome, dude. Hey, I'm 35 and I'm still single.
It's just part of God's plan.
I'm like, these are terrible. This is terrible.
God has
PR.
A terrible plan.
These are terrible. This is terrible PR.
He needs a better planner.
You should say, hey, I just got promoted at work. You're like, great. God has a plan. That, right? But instead, I got fired. God has a plan.
It's more of a comforting thing you say to a loser.
If you're winning or doing well, you want to take credit for that yourself. Yeah. I got a promotion. Oh, well, your sales numbers were great and you were number one in the company.
Does anybody ever say God hates me? Like, God, you know what I mean? Like, you know, cause I've heard sports teams do that, you know,
Jesus.
But nobody, why'd y'all lose today? Yeah, Jesus hates us.
Yeah. The same way, like, well, how come you, that game winning touchdown? Oh, all the credit to God, man.
Gotta give it all to God.
God helped me throw that ball.
See? Nobody ever goes, because Jesus didn't want me to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah. You never heard it that way. Which my old pastor had a great premise on this, which, like, he said, so, like, let's say hypothetically, you got 2 job offers, McDonald's and Burger King. You're like, God, which job should I take? God is like, I don't care. Just treat people with respect. Don't rob the cash register. Show up on time.
And don't spit in the food.
That would be, I think that would be the
God's
theology,
plan.
Not which, or like,
God, I'm turning this over to you.
Does God, does God care if the 49ers beat the Packers? Probably not. But does he care if people are putting their fingers in people's ears when they're down and kicking them in the balls and then cussing at them and swearing about their mothers? Probably. The book that I read, he cares about that. Yeah. So like, does Jesus want me to take I-25 or C-470? Like,
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. That's my closer. Even Jesus ain't taking that
wheel. But don't you think that there is an energy to the world, like, yeah, that you get what you put out, or karma kind of a thing. I think too many people,
if you do good to other people
will do good to you. Yeah. And I know for a fact I felt positive energy before. Like I always talk to the heavens before the show.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not calling it God, but I'm not saying God.
Good. Yeah. But you know me, I am a Christian and I do believe. Yeah. But I do put it up like, if the universe wants me to kill tonight, let this be, because I could definitely use the energy tonight. I could use the positive vibe.
So I think I would have to say that everyone, I think by, tell me if you think this is wrong, by nature wants to be a part of something bigger than themselves, where like, I feel like I'm a part of this group of comedians, or outside of that, I'm a part of this body of people that is of people in Denver,
the community,
or Colorado, or an American, or a Broncos fan, or you're in another country and you see a guy with a Broncos hat, you're wearing a Broncos hat, you're like,
ah, oh, dude,
what, like, and you want
to, but he's
like,
robbing a bank, so yeah, do you turn him in? You see him in a Broncos
hat.
Hey,
I'm gonna let this one slide this time, go Broncos.
He's a Broncos fan.
Peyton Manning, get her done. That's not a thing, but so. On the surface, everyone's selfish. You know, I want what I want, what food I want. But on the grand scale, you are asking if for help or for it's not just these people in this room and you. There's something else happening.
And the reason I don't say God, is because God doesn't care if I have a good show or not.
Okay, I agree.
Do you see what I'm saying? That is my justification in my head.
I would say that God doesn't care if I crush
God,
or I bomb.
Let me have a good show. God's busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, love you, but not, no.
But if you say to the universe, the positive power of the universe, may I have some of this tonight?
Yeah.
I think that's a big difference.
Okay. And I think, you have this power to let me or fix the energy so I can kill.
Yeah.
If that is available to me, I would like to accept
it. I would like to have that. And I am putting out a positive. I'm asking you in a positive attitude, may I have some of this?
Right.
Not like, damn it, world, you better let me kill tonight.
Right. So if you, in the Lord's Prayer, if you're saying, thy will be done on earth, or give us this day our daily bread, you're going to say, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to do what I need to do. You prepared for your show. You're ready to
go. I'm ready to go. But please help them be open to this.
I'm acknowledging that there's other factors in play besides they could have all, this could be a company party and they could have all just gotten a memo at 5 and said, we're closing.
Well, this may be true. And this may be against some of your Christian learning.
We always get back to this. I love it.
And I don't mean this in a bad way.
Yeah, no.
But, I had this conversation with somebody that doesn't believe in ghosts. Okay. And I know a lot of Christians don't believe
in ghosts. Okay. Right.
And I explained this to somebody and actually, after a long conversation, got them around to like, oh, okay. Now, let me give this to you.
Okay.
Law of physics. Right. Matter is never created or destroyed.
Right.
So if it's an energy, it goes somewhere else. You know, if there's reaction, if there's an action, there's an equal.
So if you die,
what
happens to your
spirit? To the energy.
Where it doesn't,
it's not gone.
Yeah.
It didn't disappear.
Yeah.
It moved around.
Right.
Now,
it went somewhere.
It went somewhere.
Because it's not in the body anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You're following this so far.
I got it so far.
Okay. Now, energy is a movement of atoms or cells or whatever, however you want to think about it. Yeah. Much like a radio frequency is an energy.
Yeah. You can't see it.
You can't see it,
but
it's there.
Yeah.
And
or another dimension or something like that.
And radio waves, computer stuff as we know of, are all like dots and dashes or zeros and ones or whatever
we can trust that because we hear the radio.
Exactly.
We're like,
exactly.
I don't understand how it works, but the guy over there
made it
work. I can turn it on here and I can hear it.
Somebody figured it out and made it work for us.
They're not yelling.
Yeah.
It's not a, somehow.
Invisible things are making this work in my house.
So you have to, we all agree, in invisible things.
Invisible things, right? Exist.
Yep.
So if like you said, a radio gets turned to the right yeah. place, the right frequency.
To 850.
Yeah. And something comes in. Now, how do we not know that the world didn't tune us in for a split second
right.
to go, was that what I
– Hold on.
Was that my grandmother telling me goodbye?
Would you go on the dial, attention everybody.
And then
I heard something.
I heard – do you see what I'm saying? Do you follow me on this?
Absolutely.
The same thing I think with psychics.
Yeah.
I think – just because we aren't tuned in, maybe they were born at 850 KLA.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Maybe their
brain just – they have the right amount of frequency to pick up all the zeros and ones of the afterlife.
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or – and you be like, well, all these things – because I would definitely believe in – like I've done – I've been in church services where it's more of a like a prophetic environment, mm-hmm. and people speak
in tongues and the whole.
Well, speak words in the future that the you know a job offer is coming.
Yeah.
Or
I you have see a, this is coming for you.
You have a sickness.
Yeah.
And so I, as a Christian, and these people you talk to, they believe in that. They mm-hmm. have to believe in that. And as far as the prophets, one of the gifts of the Spirit is prophecy.
Right.
So you see, but we believe that would come from God, and they were saying a spirit that's not.
But the Spirit came through.
So they have, So they have the premise they do believe in.
Yeah.
But they're just shutting that down because, like, the premise of a fortune teller, we believe in that, but we think their powers are coming from.
Fortune tellers, Satan? I still have a semi problem.
Yeah, I don't know where.
But I still have a problem with fortune tellers
or a palm reader.
I wouldn't. I think there's people that can do that.
Okay,
I do. I think there's people like you said. It's a prophecy. They have something. They're tuned in. But if you've got a neon sign over off of Federal that just says fortune teller,
$5 an hour.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Slow down.
Yeah,
and they're trying to make rent. So they're gonna
If you really could see the future, wouldn't you be playing the stock market?
Well, yeah, I Instagrammed one time. This is behind. No one knows this. This is my first time announcing this ever. Uh-huh. This is probably 3 years ago. I saw a fortune teller, a sign for a fortune teller, or like it was probably a 5 foot by out in front of this business. And I'm like, I went to Home Depot and got a out of business sign and taped it up there.
Uh huh.
And then I just captioned, like, didn't see that one coming. Right?
Yeah.
Because if they were a fort, they could.
You would have seen you're right. going out of business.
But it's fake. It's a fake. I faked it.
Oh.
But
it's a beautiful joke.
Hilarious. I think I was like, didn't see that one coming, did you? Because it said fortune teller and then out of business. Which, like, or like a news caption, like, fortune teller dies in tornado.
What?
But yeah, but just like as you, if you have a, like a business and, your business is struggling and you get a consultant, you're like, hey, maybe
you should try this.
You should invest here. Why don't you switch this to this? And then
fire your business, all the Americans bring in.
Then your business goes off the, he was tuned into something that you weren't.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Whether that's experience or whether that's some kind of knowledge or maybe like,
You're too close force for the trees kind of thing.
There's a list in the Bible of spiritual gifts. So like hospitality, what is a spiritual gift? Leadership is a spiritual gift. Speaking in tongues is a spiritual gift. The interpretation of speaking in tongues is a spiritual gift. The discernment is a gift. And I personally have the gift of discernment.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're laughing, but it's like, I don't have the gift of hospitality. If you came over to my house,
you'd be like, you wouldn't even offer me water.
No, I wouldn't even know. I was like, what? Like, but you know, you ever gone to someone and they're great about just, like,
oh, you want some juice? Let me cut some melon for you.
Jeez. Yeah. But the ability to like be like, nah, that's BS or like you can it's called the discerning of spirit. So you understand something that if someone approaches you and has ill intentions.
You can feel it.
I can spot. Yeah, maybe that. And so like, but then I have a joke about like, my spiritual gift is eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I'm like, that's not one of them. I don't think, or it's, you know, as Christians, we can always take it to it. It's just a gift. It's a gift I have. Well, okay. You're just fat, mammy. I think that's what it is. But
it's diabetes.
But we would both be on the same premise where, like, something else is happening. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's other factors involved, or there's a higher, we
believe in a higher power. Something. And higher energy.
Yeah. And I, karma, all that stuff. Yeah. I was actually, people at the, like, if you're talking about moving to LA, everyone's always like, oh, the traffic is horrible. The taxes are horrible. Oh, the pollution is, I was like, I'm just gonna just, that mindset, I'm just not gonna abide by that.
You're only gonna look for the good things. Yeah, hey, it's sunny today.
Dude, I was gonna tweet this, but I couldn't figure out a joke for it. And I'm a comedian, and I think people follow me for jokes. So if I tweeted something that was just a comp, they'd be like, what? But like, I went to the DMV today to get a tag, and it was efficient, super clean in there. They were super friendly, helped me. I was in and out of there 20 minutes.
Were you in the Twilight Zone?
Right? But people, when you think about, I got to go in DMV today.
Oh, God. I got to deal with the.
And you wake up this morning, oh, this is going to be terrible. All these people, they're going to be and you just, that
mindset.
Have you ever been with somebody that's super.
Yeah. Just everything is negative, constantly negative.
Oh, well, you like, well, I got to go from Cherry Creek down to.
Good luck with that.
Oh, at this time?
At this time of day, you're never going to. You should have left an hour ago.
I just don't abide by that way of thinking. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, whoa, and it's worse in the comments.
Until you start realizing they're right.
Yeah, man. Okay, good point.
How's the traffic in LA?
Yeah, right. It's not good. I don't. Yeah, I'm not living in denial. But and I would be like, okay, it's 5, or it's 4:30. I'm gonna wait. If I want to get there at 8, I'm gonna wait until 7:30, and it'll be a 45-minute drive.
Traffic will be down
minutes
by then.
Late. Yeah, it's not denial, but it's like this negative, like. Oh, the world's kind of coming to an end. I'm going to get cancer. Everybody's going to die. No one hates my jokes. We, you know, comedians that are like, this didn't, like, I generally am thrilled to wake up in the morning, thrilled to make things happen and think everything's going to be the best. It's obviously my life's not different than anyone else's, but
if you could tap into, that total positive energy.
Tony Robbins.
If you could be like that.
Yeah.
Would you want to? Doesn't that seem almost too much too fake?
Well, the thing about Tony Robbins is like Tony Robbins is divorced. Like Tony Robbins is, right? Like he, like this, what, yeah, it's not, reality is still for everybody.
Take me to Joel Osteen then.
Yeah, okay.
If you were to go to pass up Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Or the same, yeah.
It's basically now he's the new Tony Robbins.
Joel Osteen,
Oh, what a positive message. Positive. Yeah. It's just it's not even a church. It's not even really a church.
Yeah, it's more like a lot of people.
Just a positive. Yeah.
I perform in like 2 churches a week and everyone's like, what's that one? Like, I'm not the judger of who's Christian and who's not. Everybody wants to say, well, they're not Christian anymore because only God can judge somebody's side. But yeah, people have said it's more like a motivational speech or like, but just don't call it a church.
Yeah.
It's good. People go in there. There's music. You get excited. You're acknowledging this higher power that if you do good things will happen to you.
Yeah. Is that God he's talking about?
I don't know. I give him a lot of money, so I don't know. Hopefully. No, I'm just kidding.
Lives in a $10 million home.
I don't know. I paid for it.
The Bible say it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle?
Man. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is his whole?
Yeah. Which you would think when Jesus came to the earth and he started his ministry, quote, he went into the church and was like, no, this is a disaster. What you guys are doing right now is a disaster. He flipped over the
money maker.
Because people were selling, you have to get your salvation. You need to buy these things from us to sacrifice. And he was like, what? Right?
Yeah.
And so I am of the belief that if Jesus came back today.
He'd take it rid of your iPhone.
Same thing. I would imagine him walking into church and be like, what? You tell them what? Right?
Yeah.
This is.
I don't need 10%.
They had to buy a hair cloth or a hair.
They had to buy the top of their head.
You made them buy this oil. I've seen on TV. Have you ever seen that?
Buy the holy water to sprinkle or buy some sand from the Holy Land.
Hold on. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows, man.
But that's scary. Think maybe it has to do with the time that Jesus was in? That was not a rich time.
Yeah,
people
lived
in huts and tents,
right.
And they walked a lot. And they
there was no oil.
There was no oil. So would it be different in this day and age?
Yeah,
would it be like, okay, we've got to change it to this standard? Okay, you only need a house.
Yeah,
you only need one car.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, where like a lot of what Jesus was talking about would be like a mindset. So like. It used to be like if you had sex with a girl, that's an adultery. Okay. If you're married, that's wrong. Ten commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Right.
Jesus came and said, hey, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've in essence done
committed
the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So he was saying it's not about this or like the Old Testament. If the Old Testament was today, it would be like, did you look at any porn? Like, no, because the girls were in bikinis. So I'm good. That would be like the letter of the law, right? And Jesus was like, no, you missed it.
You missed the point.
You missed the point. That's not what it's so like if someone had, let's say Joel Osteen had a $1 million house, like you think about the – why? Why do you want
– why do you want his $1 million house?
Or why
–
are you not okay? So you're it's thinking about more like when Jesus said sell all your possessions and give – to the, you know about that, mm-hmm. He said, the guy came to Jesus and said, what must I do to enter the kingdom of heaven? The guy goes, sell all your possessions and give them to the poor. And the guy walked away sad.
He's like, hold on.
Because he's like, I can never do that.
Yeah.
But why? Jesus knew that he said, I've done everything else. I've done everything else. What must I do to enter heaven? And Jesus, if you believe that he was omnipotent, knows everything omnipresent is everywhere.
Yeah.
Omnipotent. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he knew that was that dude's idol in his life. And so he said, give everything. So if someone had a $1 million house, but it didn't have any.
So somebody should go to Joel Osteen and go,
So
give up this house. If you want us to stay in this church and still believe in you and follow you.
Yeah.
We want to see you give up this church.
If you really believe everything
you're saying. I want to see you give up that house.
Like I know this perfect. My old boss, his name's Chris, Colorado Springs, millions of dollars, but it does nothing to him. He has like drives a Camry. Mm-hmm.
He gives
hundreds of thousands of dollars to the poor and ministries. He has a ton of money, but being that if that same situation happened, let's say to him,
mm-hmm.
he came to Jesus, Jesus wouldn't. That wasn't his idol.
Yeah.
So we're like, what is above Jesus? If there's girls are up here, if money is up here, if fame is up here, he would ask you to give that away to put me at the top. So he's not okay. He was okay with people having, I don't know, this got turned into like a sermon right now. You're like, Reverend John Christ. Like, when's the punchline coming? Like, so now if anyone out there on the podcast has related, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand where you're at.
And Reverend Johnson will be over here in the corner to greet you if you need a prayer.
Yeah, it gets all like you can take a verse. You can take a verse in the Bible to defend anything.
Yeah.
You're like, anything.
Just juxtapose things. Well, it says this earlier, but later.
Yes, but all the Old Testament stories about wars, killing people, these are all human beings. They're like David, who's the best, like he committed adultery, slept with a girl on the roof. Like, we're like, well, David did, or like just because it's in the Bible.
David did it.
Yeah, well, it must be okay.
Well, let's go to the big David and Goliath story.
Yeah, right.
The giant.
Right.
The Bible says the giant.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And
the Bible is racist. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying there were giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And people have talked about the whole, you know, there's been this alien theory of the giants that came here.
Yeah. On Earth.
On Earth. Yeah. And they say they've discovered a few of these skeletons in the past.
Yeah,
if you've Googled, you'll see that. Yeah. And they'll go, oh, those are fake. Oh, those are fake.
Who says they're fake?
Now, who says they're fake?
Yeah.
It's one of those deals. Like, I really want to know the truth now, because the Bible says there was giants.
Yeah.
There's theories there were giant aliens,
like
and yet you see these
bones,
but nobody will verify it. Won't say yes or no. This is absolutely the truth.
This is, and no one's like, no one. It doesn't seem like is about the truth. Like, people just want to defend Like, no, let's just put all our egos. Let's just get to the right answer.
Yeah.
Like, is it right to do, or did this, when is creation, or was it evolution, or is it like, I want to defend my premise to death. You want to defend yours, liberal, conservative, gay, anti-gay, whatever.
Just, what's the fact?
Let's just put all this stuff behind us and let's just come to the truth. Then we all win.
I don't think we could ever deal with the truth.
No.
I think there's too many people that just could not deal with the – it's one of the – like the article that I got in trouble with, the back to the Bruce Jenner thing.
Right.
There was this – the reason they're – liberals are jumping on this so heavily is that, you know, he was a woman trapped in a man's body.
Prior.
Okay. He is a woman.
Right.
But at the same time, then you have to say so there is a physical difference between a woman and a man, but at the same time, you're claiming
there's not.
There's not a difference.
So like the unisex bathrooms and stuff like that, everybody should go to whatever you want.
So your argument is now confused. Based on what you're saying.
He was a woman before in a man's body.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying.
So you're saying there's an actual.
There is a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah. And let's say, what if he switched back?
After the operation, like just goes, you know what?
Or no, let's say he lives like this for 2 years and then he goes, it's not for me.
Yeah, I kind of miss
it. And then he goes back.
Yeah. Take these fake boobs out. I'd like to go back.
I want to cut my hair. Yeah. Wait, are you sure he didn't have the surgery?
I'm positive. I haven't read that article yet, but everything that I have been following
is
he has not completed. He's just done the –
That changes,
I'm ready to live as a woman.
Okay, that changes everything.
Yeah, because, you know, but like to say I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
I feel like a pirate some days.
I thought that's what you were doing.
But you know what? Just say whatever you feel like. I feel like I'm a wizard. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do whatever you want. Yeah, there's no
I'm going to dress as a wizard and walk around for the rest of my life. And I would like to be called Harry Potter.
Call me the wizard.
Yeah. My new name.
Call me Harry Potter. Yeah, where is that? I've seen in where was I? I was in a bathroom somewhere, and it was a unisex. It was
just a flat out unisex bathroom.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, but it was a one at a time.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're gonna do that, might as well have double it up. Just put a toilet in there and come on in. It's a couple of toilets anyway.
That's the
come on in. Yeah. It's unisex. Anyone,
come on in. Yeah.
You ever notice at concerts that women will come in and pee
all the time, dude. At Red Rocks, that happens all the time. It's hilarious. Women, girl.
Let a guy walk into the.
It's over.
What am I saying?
What are you saying? There's a difference.
There's a difference?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I've done that. I've at Red Rocks during like the intermission, there was tons of girls.
Oh,
in there.
Yeah.
Everyone was like high fiving in there.
Yeah.
It was like,
they're peeing in the sink.
Yeah. We're like, girls in the bathroom. Huh?
Oh.
I honestly didn't think anything of it until you just said that. I never.
Because you just said, they got to go. Hey, they got
to
go.
I never thought it was a deal. But yeah, if I went into the women's bathroom, it's over.
Ah!
Yeah, it's over, man.
Again, a difference.
Yeah. That's basically our premise. That's what we're trying to
do. That's what drives me crazy, because I do believe in right and wrong and the truth and not the truth.
Yeah.
If you want to say we're equal, let's be equal. Yeah. If we're not, then let's go by the rules that say we're not.
Whichever one you want to live by,
we have to stick to them. Yeah, we have to stick to them. Yeah. And that's what drives me crazy with just randomly no, we're all equal. But do you charge me for pissing in the girls' bathroom? Hold on.
Which is like I think that's why we are both fully committed to the art of stand-up comedy, because you can't – I follow you online. You follow me online. And sometimes there's like a choose your battles type thing, but we can't let things go.
I can't.
I can't either, man.
Somebody says something stupid.
I'm talking
again
to my buddies. I'm like, I gotta let this go. I have to let this go. Whether it's in, I've been the same way in relationships where I was in a conversation/argument, depends on if a girl said something to me and it was direct violation of what she had said like a month ago.
Right. You busted her.
And I just let it go, dude. And you're like,
no, say it, admit it.
But that's
it.
Yeah, but that's what makes us terrible in in interpersonal situations, but great comics.
Yeah.
Well, we can't.
And we're both so observational. That's another thing too. If I'm like a detective.
You're so sensitive to everything.
Yeah. It's almost like the TV show Psych.
Yeah.
Where you look at something and something will glow. You know, do you ever like that Keo glow? Yeah, like that jumped. I remember seeing. Like,
why did that
stick with me?
Why? Like it's like everybody's asked after the show, like, how come all this funny stuff happens to you? Like, it happens to everybody. We're all living in the same world. We're just overly sensitive to.
I'm aware of what's going on around me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's another thing that the girlfriend Janet, a lot of times, because I always tease her about not being hey, Miss Observational.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I didn't see that. It was right there. It was
right in front. You see. Something like when I go into McDonald's and they go, hey, would you be willing to donate an extra dollar to help stop childhood obesity? Immediately, my mind is, no, hold on. You're McDonald's.
You are the cause.
Everyone in that line got asked the same question.
And they went, okay.
Okay, here's them out. But I was like, no. You can't. I texted a buddy today because we have a. This thing online, it's like it's not a phenomenon. It just drives me insane. Where like, it's some of my best comedy, like that girl, that video I made, it's called Christian Girl Instagram, mm-hmm. has like 500,000 views. Cause I see people.
Great video, by the way.
People showing their, opening their Bibles. And it's just so like, think about the message that you're trying to send people by taking a photograph of you reading the Bible.
With your tea.
Hey, everybody. Like, I'm waking. I've eaten like a stale donut, like half hungover, and I'm seeing this. You're like, okay, this doesn't make me feel good about what
I've done with my life.
Yeah, it's like, okay, just make everyone else feel terrible.
Yeah.
So, I texted the joke to a buddy like a couple months ago, and every time we see it online, we send it to. It has to do with. Oh my gosh, I have so many emails. I have so many unopened emails. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Or I just got my inbox down to zero, or like, think about what that is. That is just.
I have to.
All these people are trying to get my attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you're just like, I have so many, like, oh my God, I just checked my Facebook. Like,
I have 35 emails.
I don't even know who these people are. Like, it's the most ignorant. It's the most ignorant. I see it online and I just screenshot it and send it to my buddy. But that should be a thing. Just let it go. No. It just drives me insane.
Let it go.
I need to just like channel myself and listen to that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like hashtag inbox zero. Like finally, like none of us have anything to do. Like you are all – and everyone's begging for your attention.
And you were able to complete it completely.
And like
– God bless you.
At the end, I just started deleting everything. Like I wasn't even looking at it. Like I was just,
yeah. So you missed. You probably missed a good email or two.
Just so many people trying to get in touch. Just yeah. That's like I need to like let things go. And that's just so trivial, right?
Right.
It's not.
But that's you. That's what makes you you.
I saw this. I had to screenshot it and text it to my buddy.
I had to.
I had because it helps me deal. With that, if I can laugh at it, he goes, yeah, dude, that's ridiculous. Then I'm at peace with it.
Yeah. You needed somebody else to
validate.
To validate you.
Yeah.
And most of us need that anyway.
That's what I do every night.
Yeah. And that's what we do like 100%. At stand-up. And that's what this show has been.
Yeah.
This is – people listen to this stuff. That's why they listen to podcasts to go, yeah,
oh,
good.
Yeah.
It's not just me. Oh, yeah. I've done that.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. And so when it does – and that's why comedy is successful because when you – have the observe like the best jokes that are ever written is somebody going, dude, that is so true.
I totally related to that.
That is so true. That's the highest compliment.
Yeah.
When you're that Brian Regan bit about when you walk in to board a plane, the people in first class are on the computers like, I'm making money right now. I don't even have time. Don't even look at me. I'm like, I think that these people look like jerks.
Yeah. And they sort of look up at you like, oh, keep
what
walking.
Do you just don't even – I don't even walking. Want to see him. I don't want to smell him. Get back there to coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that bit helps me in that moment, right?
Because you walk by and like, whatever.
It helps me deal with life. With your bits, you're like, oh, my girlfriend is the same. You're like,
yeah. Oh, people tell me that all the time after my show. Yeah, you're people like, go, so glad we're not the only one. We thought we were the only ones fighting about that.
And not even mean thing. Like, my girlfriend's always cold.
Yeah.
You go, ha ha, that's hilarious because my girlfriend's the same. And the comedians you like, I would say the comedians I like are the ones that are in my brain.
That you feel like could be part of you, like, or think sort of like you. Or,
there's a lot of comedians that I don't get. It's not for me. But that doesn't mean they're not funny. They're just – I don't
– not my cup of tea.
I don't relate to it. Fine. That's why you gravitate towards certain acts and you go away from others.
But. Exactly. Well, I appreciate you coming to do it. We're at an hour and 23
minutes
of podcast.
I could do
these
forever, man. I could go all day.
We need to do another one. You don't come around enough anymore.
I come back. Dude.
I would love to do this again and do it another hour. How long are you in town for?
I'm here. I'm gone this weekend, but I'll be back.
Back next week?
Yeah, I'll be back next
week.
Well, let's try this last time.
I know, but you didn't. Because you were like, oh, yeah.
I dropped the ball.
You dropped the ball.
And tell all the people what kind of agenda we had going into this.
What was the agenda?
Zero, right?
Oh, that's right. We didn't zero agenda. We didn't even talk about what we were going to talk about.
No topics.
Yeah, we just said, let's sit down. Because I even asked you, then you want to talk about? No, let's just spitball this.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, tell people how to find you.
John Chris Comedy. I used to say just Google me, but that sounds like the most arrogant thing ever.
I always say that. Yeah, just I'm arrogant. But I do say that.
John Christ is my last name. Christ, but with no H. CRIST. JohnChrisComedy.com. All the social media websites.
Everything. Instagram. Yeah, Snapchat.
Tinder.
Grindr.
Craigslist. Just kidding. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Vine. And
I didn't know you had a
Twitter.
Vine. I'll have to look for your Vine. I didn't even look.
I don't do it that much, but sometimes a video.
Me too. Randomly.
Joke,
every once in a while. I'll
a
see
joke
something.
Needs
a
video.
A slight visual.
Yeah.
I always forget about Vine until I start. Then I go back and I'll get.
Oh,
hung up
funny.
On it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll sit there and watch it for 2 hours. I won't watch it for weeks.
I say if you have time to waste, Vine's the best. Because Facebook, you'll be pissed.
Uh-huh.
Twitter, you'll probably be pissed. Instagram, you're just going to see pictures of food and you're going to be, this is boring.
Yeah. I'm getting that way. Vine is funny.
If you follow
there's certain
some
ones
people
that are
like,
hysterical.
This dude is a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, there's crap in all of social media, but if you can find the right people, I'm a huge proponent of Vine. I don't know how to do it. And that's why I look up to those. I'm like, that's brilliant.
But I'm getting that way with YouTube because I love watching YouTube. I will sit and now watch people's vlogs. Yeah. Janet and I do a vlog called Wrinkle Sheets, and I shoot some stuff for my site.
Yeah.
But there are people that I watch every night.
Watch YouTube, yeah. Those dudes are famous, man.
Yeah, they're YouTube famous.
Yeah. And
they're good at what they do.
And a lot of times people are like, oh, you just go over like, no, like good. I say good for him.
Yeah.
Like I was in – we should wrap up. But
that's okay. Go ahead.
I was in Cleveland doing Hilarity's Comedy Club, and right next door there's a music venue. And I was going to the show, and the line – it was like 5. The show was at 8. The line was wrapped around the place like 4 blocks. And I was like, what is happening here? And they said a band that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
From YouTube.
Yeah.
And people would be like, oh, so like I say good for that person. Great. That is awesome. That
YouTube made them a star.
In 2015, you don't need to be on CBS or ABC or whatever.
You just need to be so good people share your video.
And he's probably terrible at Instagram, but he found one. I'm terrible at everything in life, but I can do stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fix a car. I'm not trying to cut grass. I know how to do stand. That's all I know.
That's what I could do.
So I'm going to stick to that.
And I'm trying harder, and I'm getting much better at it. Because I've always considered myself a visual person, like the arts, because I did go to school for arts.
Right.
So if I can teach myself how to do things like how to shoot and edit some video or how to do –
What angle makes it funnier.
I'm trying to get better at that because stand up, like you said, yes, I can do this.
Yeah,
yes, my brain does that.
Yeah.
Now I need to match the two things together.
Right,
I need to figure out how.
Yeah. But which one's the hardest one to get? Stand-ups. You got that one.
Got that down.
You can figure that. Yeah. You can read a book about the other one. Yeah. Everyone's offended that makes YouTube videos. Oh, you just think you can read a book now?
Yeah. Well, man, appreciate you
doing this.
All
right, buddy.
We'll
do it again
soon,
brother.
Time.
See you.
Later.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo. And they're underwear, fingers and nose. And poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you leave?
Aloha!